I will tell you why I was there." And he paused and smiled, in the full confidence that you will not breathe a word to a soul about it. "Why, Holmes, of course not, and on the understanding that if I do tell you, you will not be able to leave this house until my work is complete." "What?" I put down, almost dropped, my knife and fork. "You don't mean not leave at all?" "That's precisely what I mean. So it may be that you would prefer to forego my secret rather than consent to becoming a prisoner here for what might be several days." Hopelessly intrigued, I gave no thought to the discomfort of being shut indoors in this sultry heat, no thought to the boredom, not even any thought to the fact that I had appointments in my diary. "I'm prepared to abide by your request, Holmes." He stood up from the table, his meal unfinished, and went across to the hearth to retrieve his pipe and tobacco pouch. As he filled his pipe and lit it, he sank into his armchair. "I believe you have been preoccupied with the case of Tobias Organ, Watson." "Yes, it has been on my mind. How? You twice left the newspaper open at that page." "The moneylender Zimmerman, a legitimate businessman with a wife and young children, was murdered with an army rifle. The police have many reasons for believing Tobias Organ to be guilty of the crime, and one of these is that he owns an army rifle. Organ, of course, denies that his firearm is the murder weapon." "Well, yes," I said, "one would expect he would."